his arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
It's just a blessing to be alive on today. And we just thank God for another opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus, another opportunity to break the bread of life. And, you know, we can't take it for granted that we're still here. If you can hear my voice, excuse me, that's a blessing. You're still here. You're still here. So that means that God has an assignment. The work is not done. There's still work for you to do. That's if you're in Christ Jesus. So our main goal in these times we're living in, and we're living in some perilous times. We haven't seen nothing yet. Things are going to get really, really tight. Yes, we're gonna see some things. And we're living in perilous times. The Bible talks about perilous times in the end. And these are the times we're living in, that men will be lovers of themselves and boastful and heady, and they don't care nothing about God. But I'm just here to let you know that God is still in control no matter what's going on. Unless Jesus tarries, we all going to have to go that way. We all going to have to close our eyes and give up the ghost, just like Jesus did on Calvary. And don't get it twisted. Folk are preaching a whole nother gospel. They preaching another Jesus. But I just want to remind you that the Bible says that if anyone come in preaching, and Paul was the one that said it, preaching any other gospel, he is accursed. Because this is the gospel. The word of God is the gospel. This right here, this instruction, this roadmap that we have to heaven, that's the only way. It's the way, it's the truth, and it's the life. It is Jesus. And Jesus, that's what Jesus said. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and there is no other way. So if they're telling you that there's another way, that's a lie. And you're going to be in trouble if you follow behind them, because Jesus is the only way. And so we have to turn. We have to turn. We have to repent. And all the things that we've done, that we're doing right now, just turn. We serve a God that is graceful. He has so much grace for us. He has so much mercy on us. And I just thank him this morning that he's been merciful and graceful with me over the years, because I messed up many a times. And God has always given me another chance and another chance and another chance. But we can get to a place where he turns us over to a reprobate mind if we're not careful. Because if we keep doing the same thing and we're taking grace for granted, his mercy for granted, and the Bible says that he would turn us over to a reprobate mind, just like he gave them all the quail they wanted to. It was coming out their ears. If we keep on in that direction, and we keep coming back and keep doing just like the children of Israel, every time they would holler out to the Lord, and then they would mess up again, and then they would holler out to the Lord when judgment come. And then they kept doing that over and over again. But the Bible says that if we keep doing that, it's possible that we could be turned over to a reprobate mind. And that's a mind that's not going to change. That's how it was in the days of Noah. And so it is now. And so it is now. Before the coming of the Son of Man, we're going to see it's going to be just like the days of Noah. What was going on? All kind of perversion, all kind of mixing of the DNA, and all kind of Nephilim, and it was just a mess. It was just a mess, and there was no good nowhere. It repented God that he had even made man. And then the fallen angels had them breed with the daughters of man and caused these Nephilim, these giants. And so it was all kind of mixing. And see, that's what's going on right now today. There's a mixing. And see, this ain't even in my note. This ain't even what I was supposed to be talking about today. But the Lord taking me this way. And so there's a lot of mixing going on right now with man and machine and man's traditions and religions. It's a lot of mixing going on. But we got to get back to the basics. We got to get back to the gospel. We got to get back to the word of God, the foundation, what it was all built on, the foundation of who Jesus is. That's what he built this church on. He built it on the foundation, on the confession that Peter made of who Jesus was. Huh? And this is the word. Jesus is the word. This is the foundation. We got to get back to that. If it don't line up with the word, then it ain't right. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now. We give you praise, honor, and glory because you are God that's above all. You're the only true and living God. And we thank you this morning for your dear son, Jesus, your darling son, Jesus, who shed his blood for our sins and our transgressions. Oh, we just thank you right now that he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. And we just thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you for that healing power of Jesus right now flowing through the airwaves, Lord. We thank you that you've given us an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, the body of Christ. Lord, we thank you right now for all that's under the sound of my voice. Father God, you know every need. You know every situation, every circumstance. Lord, just let your word go forth this morning with power and simplicity that the least of them will understand it. Oh, Lord, that the backslider will come saying, I yield. I can't hold out any longer. Those that don't know you will come saying, I yield. I need to know this Jesus. I need to be saved. Let the ones who think they're atheists, Lord God, let them come, Lord God, to the truth. Wake them up, Jesus, drawn by your spirit. Oh, Lord, we just thank you this morning. We thank you for blessing us to see another day. Lord God, we thank you that we have the use and the activity of our limbs and we was able to clothe ourselves in our right mind this morning. Lord God, we thank you that we were able to make our way out, Lord God, to be able to share the word. Lord, we thank you that you would use us as a mouthpiece to speak a word to your people, Lord God. In these times we're living in, we need a Savior. And that Savior is Jesus Christ. Lord, we can do nothing without your Holy Spirit giving us the strength, empowering us, bringing to our remembrance everything that you've said, leading us and guiding us. Lord, we need your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on us right now. Let your all-consuming fire burn up everything that's not of God right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you right now, Lord, for a special blessing on the bereaved families, Lord God, that you will give them peace and comfort in these times. Lord God, we thank you that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord when you die in Christ. Lord, we thank you right now for pouring out your healing virtue on all those that are sick and afflicted. Under the sound of my voice, Lord, just do it right now. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit drawing them, drawing those that don't know you, those that are lost, drawing them to you right now as the words are going forth over the airways. We bind the hand of the enemy that would try to bind their minds, Lord God, that would try to steal the seed of this word before it's able to fall on the fertile soils on the hearts of your people, germinate, come to life, and bear much fruit. Lord, we just thank you right now for the technicians, the owners of this radio station, the technicians, the men and women who make it happen that the word goes forth over the airwaves. We thank you for the men and women who come through preaching, teaching, ministering, prophesying, and praying and teaching your word, Lord God. Give them strength, build them up where they're torn down, prop them up where they're leaning. Lord God, continue to anoint them. Give them provision for the vision. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. And this morning we're looking at, we're still in Galatians 2. And I'm going to read verses 19 to verse 20. I'm going to read not the King James Version. And hopefully I'll be able to get through it. If not, we'll pick up on the next go around. But it reads as thus. And this is Galatians 2, verse 19 through 20. And I'm reading from the King James Version. And it reads as thus. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live under God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. 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 And what we're looking at here is Paul saying, look, it's not me living under the law. Under the law, I was a wretch undone. I was running around persecuting the body of Christ, the church. But I had an experience. I had an encounter on the road to Damascus, and the light shined bright. And Jesus spoke to me and gave me a commission. He told me to go to the Gentiles and lead them back to me. And so this is what Paul is saying. Look, for through the law, I am dead. The Amplified says that for I, through the law, under the operation of the curse of the law, have in Christ death for me, myself died to the law and all the law's demands upon me. And with the law, we were condemned because we couldn't keep the law. The law could not give life, but it would condemn and judge. So what Paul is saying here, the apostle, is that I am dead to the law. I am dead to the law that I might live unto God, that I might live unto God, that I might live to and for God. So now Christ has paid the price. What Christ did on the cross took care of everything. It satisfied it. So the law is only in effect while you live. But once the death sentence has been executed, the law has no more power over you, no more dominion over you. And Christ came not to do away with the law, but Christ came to fulfill the law. Because he was sinless. He was the spotless lamb. For our sake, he stood in our stead. He was our scapegoat, as it was back in the day. He atoned for our sin, past, present, and future. So therefore, no one has an excuse. No one has an excuse that you can't be born again, that you can't be born of the Spirit. You're born of the flesh, but you have to be born of the Spirit. You have to believe that he is and receive him as your Lord and Savior. And lay all that foolishness down at the foot of the cross and live for him. He died for us that we can live for him. And this is what Paul is saying. I am dead to the law. So I'm not living by the law. That's what he was dealing with Peter and with in Antioch. He was letting them know that, look, y'all are supposed to be preachers and teachers of the gospel, but you're still living like Gentiles, living like the world. You're being a hypocrite, Peter. That's what you're doing. And he was living like Gentiles, but the other leaders that were there and see, had got caught up with the circumcision party and all this, you know. That getting back in tradition and religion, that we are justified by no other reason besides faith in Jesus Christ. That's the way we're justified. There's no other way. And this is what Paul is telling them. Look, I can't be justified by no other way. I can't be in right standing with God by no other way except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's it. My faith in Jesus and the finished work on the cross. That's it. There's no other way, that I can be justified. And so this is what we're looking at. Christ, and he died. He died. Chapter Verse 20 says that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. So Christ paid the price. I went down with him. When Christ was crucified, we as the body of Christ was crucified with him because he was in our stead. He was in our place. He was our substitute, our propitiation. He was our substitute. He hung, bled, and died for us on that cross. He had his arms stretched wide. Just imagine that. He done been beat beyond recognition. And he still stayed on the cross for us because he loved us just that much. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Love kept him up there. It was love. His arms stretched wide that whosoever will let him come. It was nothing that we could have done, nothing that we can do. Our best is nothing but filthy rags. We are wretches undone outside of Christ. His Holy Spirit living, dwelling on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us and teaching us. It's his super on our natural. We couldn't keep the law. But Christ came and died. I am crucified with Christ. I have died with Christ. That's put me in remembrance of when you're baptized in full submersion. And you go down in that watery grave, and then you're resurrected up with Christ because you're dying to the old man, the old woman. You're putting off the flesh. You're dying to the flesh, your selfish righteousness, your self-righteousness, your self-centeredness, huh? And you're putting on your God consciousness. You're putting on, you, Jesus is the center now. You're being resurrected. You're being resurrected with him. You died with him, Jesus, and you're being raised with him. And therefore, the Bible says in Ephesians that you're already reigning with him because God has made us to be seated with him at the right hand of the Father. We are seated with him. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. Excuse me. We are seated with him already. So therefore, that vertical relationship, that vertical relationship is already established. What we're establishing is that horizontal with man, woman, and child. That makes up the cross. We are teaching and follow. We're following Jesus. We're teaching others, preaching to others, praying for others that they will follow Jesus too. That they will be. We are discipling them that they might be disciples. So they will follow Christ. And that's what it's all about, our relationship with people. We have a relationship with God. We have a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit dwells in us. His Spirit dwells in us. Three in one, just like us, spirit, body, and soul. We are made in his image and after his likeness, so therefore, we are identified with him. When you believe and when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are identifying with and connecting yourself, saying that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. I live because he died, and I died with him, and I was raised up with him, and I'm living. I'm a living witness. I'm a living, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Christ lives in us through his Holy Spirit that empowers us. Because we are born again, because we have received him, because we're living for him. But you must be in Christ. There's no other way. You can't be like the sorcerer. Try to buy it. You can't buy this. The Holy Spirit comes in when you believe and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You receive the Holy Spirit and you receive the anointing, the fresh oil to do what God has called you to do, and that is to lead folk to Jesus Christ, to lead them to Jesus so their souls might be saved. Because the enemy, the devil, Satan, he's trying to take all the souls he can with him to hell. And we're trying to take everybody we can with us to heaven. That's our assignment. Outside of every title, every degree, all the teaching, everything you're going to get, we come into the church. We come into the sanctuary. We are the church. We come in to the meeting place, the gathering place, huh? The apostolic hub. We come in to be equipped. We come in to be equipped that we can put on the whole armor of God, that we can go out and fight, because we're soldiers in this army. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord, and we're going to be fighting till Jesus cracks the sky, unless he calls us home before then. We're going to be fighting. The enemy, the devil is not going to give up. He only left Jesus for a season when he kept coming at him, and Jesus kept saying, it is written. He kept giving him the word, because he's already given us all the power over all the enemy. The enemy has no power over us. We have power over all the enemy's attacks, all his trickery, because there ain't nothing new. He's using the same old tricks. Same old trick bag. But we have power over that in Christ, the Spirit of God living on the inside of us. In the name of Jesus, we have dominion, we have power, and we have authority. Yes. So we need to exercise that authority and live as kingdom kids, because that's what we are, of the kingdom of God. We are God's children. We are king. Jesus is our elder brother. Huh? So we're joint heirs. We're joint heirs. We're heirs to the kingdom of God, but we're joint heirs with Jesus. So everything Jesus has, we have when we're in him. So we have to lift up our heads and square our shoulders and say, for Jesus I live, for Jesus I die. Because I'm all in, and I don't come whatever comes, come what may, my mind is made up. Huh? My mind is made up and my heart is fixed, and I won't be turned. You can't snatch me out of his hands, because I'm committed. I'm fully committed. I'm fully persuaded. And that's our stance. And that's what we have to stand on, business, the Father's business. We have to stand on that square, on the Father's business, and not be moved by what we see, by what we hear, because there's some things coming down the pike. We're going to see some stuff, and we're going to have to stand in faith. That's why the Lord has had me for years now preaching on faith. We're going to have to fight. If we don't have faith, there's no other way we're going to be able to make it. We're going to have to stand by faith. We're going to have to walk by faith. We're going to have to speak those things that be not as though they were. And we're going to see what we say, because we are spirit first. We live in a body and we have a soul. So the same way Adam spoke everything in the garden, that's how we are. Because Jesus has made us in right standing with God after the fall. And that's where Adam was and Eve before the fall. He could speak whatever he spoke, that's what it was. Whatever he spoke, that's what it was, because we are spirit. And that's how they were connected. That's the glory of God that covered them. That's why they didn't know that they were naked, because they were clothed in the glory of God, in that atmosphere, in Eden, in that atmosphere, in the presence of God. Think about that. That's awesome. So we are already seated, and he's already blessed us with all spiritual blessings. So everything we need to accomplish what we need in this earth suit, we already have. When we're born again, when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we live for him, huh? We are his ambassadors. We're his representatives. When they see us, they should see Jesus, because we represent him. We can't be out here doing and saying no anything, and we're supposed to be children of the Most High God. It don't work like that. We're hypocrites. And that's what Paul was telling Peter and Antioch. You being a hypocrite. You saying one thing, but you living another. And we should be living by example, because we are his. We should be living to represent him to the fullest. To the fullest. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. the life I live now in this flesh, in this earth suit, this earth suit, its assignment is only for the earth. This earth suit can, and this flesh can inherit the kingdom. We're going to have glorified bodies, just like Jesus got a glorified body. Yeah, we this right here can't go no further. But while I'm in this earth suit, I'm going to live by faith. That's the only other way. We can't live no other way, because if they hated Jesus, you know they're going to hate us. So be careful when men speak well of you, because if you're not going through, you need to check yourself. Because when we're making an impact for the kingdom of God, when we're holding up that bloodstained banner and leading folk and being that lighthouse, that light and that salt, huh? We're being that light and that salt, that we're having people hungry and thirst after what we have for Jesus, huh? When they're being preserved by that salt, because they've received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and now they're light to a dying world. Yes, the enemy don't like that. You have influence. You have anointing. You have the power of God emanating, that light emanating from you, which draws men and women and children to you, that you can lead them to Christ. The enemy will come at you every time. But if you're not making an impact, huh? He ain't gonna bother you, because guess what? He already got you. He's not troubling his own. But if you're going through physically, mentally, financially, socially, everywhere you can think of, you know that you're right in that vein. You're right in that main artery of what God has called you to do. You're right in the perfect will of God. And you're going through. Don't be tricked. Don't be denied. Don't be deceived that just because you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that everything going to be hunky-dory. Absolutely not. It don't work like that. Jesus said, hey, be of good cheer. There going to be trials and tribulation in this world, especially when you living for me, you representing me. That's going to be some stuff. You have to go through some stuff. But be of good cheer, because I've already overcome the world. You don't have to worry about that. I've already overcome it. I overcome it when I stretched my arms wide up there and stayed up on that cross. Huh? When I stayed up on that cross, I defeated everything the enemy would ever come with. I took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. So you have no worries. Huh? You have no worries. Who loved me and gave himself for me. He died on the cross, y'all. He paid the price already. So all thing we have to do is walk by faith and receive the precious gift of salvation. Receive the power of God. Receive it. Until next time, just remember, we love you. We're praying for you. Walk by faith. Be blessed. Amen. Amen. And mine today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you, and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust them at all
times. Baruch Hashem Adonai. This is Cynthia Westwith for Such a Time as This. As a child of Almighty God, El Shaddai, Elohim, it is my prime desire to please Him in every area of my life. When I stand before Him in glory, I